Welcome to the Marketing Your Practice podcast, where we help natural health practitioners and wellness experts build profitable, predictable, and enjoyable practices. Each week, we share simple, effective, easily actionable, and proven heart-centered marketing strategies. And now your hosts, Dr. Angus Pike and Dr. Tony Rose.
Well, welcome everyone to the Marketing Your Practice show here with Tony Rose from Adio Media. It's been a technical nightmare today. But look, it's actually quite fitting, isn't it? Because often when we're doing things new, doing things different, there can be some hiccups and some hassles. And you can go back to our show where we talk about how to deal with adversity when going live. It's always a bit of a question mark, the technology, internet, etc. But hopefully this one is going to be a little more stable. And today we're talking about the three keys to marketing success. How to have your marketing getting the greatest results, your business, your practice getting the greatest results possible. And so these three keys have come from doing some work of recent on myself, looking at different areas of my life and what's working, what's not working. And I guess what I want to put to you first is, are there some things in your practice that are going great? And if so, well done. But are there some areas in your practice that aren't going so great? Are there some areas in your marketing that aren't getting the results that you would like to see? And so this process is three keys that I'm going to go through now. The first one is to be bold. And I was just talking before we got cut off about the fact of, you know, the analogy of a magnet being super attractive at one end, super repulsive at the other. And so in order to have that attraction to people, we need to know what you stand for. So what I'm going to ask you to do is to really spend some time and sit down, whether it's by yourself or with your partner or with your team, even better, to find out what it is that your business stands for. What do you believe that you want to get across? What are those things that people are going to be attracted to? And the second part of that is to say, what do you stand against? What are you not for? And it's often putting out information that says, well, we're not for this type of person. And so if someone's seeing your message, reading your blog post, watching your video, they're going to pretty quickly know that this is not for them. And so make sure that we are letting our audience know, firstly, what we stand for and what we stand against. And that can be in any communication that you put across. You know, as Angus and I have often said with Adio Media, now we are not for medically based health professionals, because we think we have something beautiful in our vitalistic nature of health professionals to say that we have something amazing to contribute to the world. We want to work with people like you. And so we stand for natural health practitioners. We stand for the message that comes through that. What we don't stand for is people taking drugs, pills, potions, lotions, thinking that they're getting healthier. And so what is it in your business? What is it about your practice? What do you stand for? And how could you be more bold in putting that message out there? So that's kind of challenge number one for you today, talking about these three keys to marketing success. And so the second one is be different. You know, there's so much distraction out there now. You look through your news feed, it's person after person after person trying to sell you something, trying to give their message to you. And we are just buying for attention nowadays. Our attention spans are getting smaller and smaller, and the amount of messages is getting bigger and bigger. So how are you going to stand out from that noise? And so I want to challenge you to really have a think about how you can be different. How can you be different in your thinking? And then how can you be different in your execution? And so both of those things need some careful deliberation, which will also come from this. The first one being bold. And so we need to be bold, but we need to be different. Amy's just put in a comment there. So true. Occasionally I have to clarify to someone what my focus is on and what it's not. That's exactly right, Amy. We need to be clear about what we do, but also what we don't do. And it will also create a whole a much bigger attraction to those people that really want what you want. And then I don't know about you, Amy, but I've found over the years that when you bend and twist what you do to cater to other people's needs, we tend to water down our own message. And it just, I don't know, it just leaves me with a pretty icky sort of feeling when I've done that. It's almost like I've slutted myself out there for something that I actually don't necessarily believe in or that I'm not actually great at. So I want you to have a think about how could you be different? And, you know, it wasn't that long ago and doing live video, and there still is an element of it, is different. And as you know, the Angus and I are massive video fans, and there's still a window of opportunity that is something that is different to what every Tom, Dick and Harry down the street is doing by getting on live and by getting on and sharing your unique message with your tribe about being bold, being different. What do you stand for? What don't you stand for? And that is different in itself and often enough. You'll notice, and I don't know if you got my email that I sent out, I didn't just put a boring email. I put a silly old email of me, mouth open, tongue out, and just something different. Why? Because it just can catch an attention of someone that may not have otherwise read it. Yeah, Amy, being bold and putting myself out there with some new ideas, is that's what you're known for. Fantastic. Be bold, get out there and spread the message. I know a lot of people that are bold in their thinking, but have a bit of a blockage in the way that they can then execute or express that. And being bold in thinking is good for you, but it doesn't actually grow your business. It doesn't get your practice busier. You know, you as Amy, you were the first in your industry to have a weekly live show. Fantastic. Now, I'm sure, Amy, that there were times, let me know if I'm wrong, that you thought, oh, should I be doing this? Oh, I'm a bit nervous and I'm, you know, I don't feel confident enough doing it in the early days, but you stuck with it. You were bold, you did it, and now reaping the rewards. So hats off to you. That's a great effort. So we're talking the three keys of marketing success, three things you need to do. One, be bold. What do you stand for and what do you stand against? Number two, be different. Be different in your thinking, but also be different in your execution. You know, we can look through the internet, we look through websites, we can look through social media platforms, and we can see a lot of the same stuff being done. We can see a lot of the same style of writing, same style of video. We even see the same titles on videos and emails and things like that. Have a think about what you can do that's different, that's congruent to you in your unique brilliance. And that really brings me to the third step, which is be brilliant. Be great. You know, we've got so many people out there being average at stuff. There's a lot of information that's pumped and pumped and pumped at us 24/7. Be great at what you do. And again, be great at your thinking and be great at the execution and the action. And so I really challenge you that, you know, a lot of people, you know, they may in practice or in business want more customers, yet they really haven't done the work to be brilliant at what you actually do. And as health professionals, we want to be brilliant at taking care of people, looking after people, being the trusted advisor, being the expert for people to take better care of themselves. Come on, we need to step up and we need to be brilliant at what we do. Then we can start thinking different brilliantly. We can start being different and we can start being bold. And I wanted to highlight also that I had these three steps of being bold, being different, and being brilliant. What's the first word in all of those three steps is being. It's who we are being that is going to be super attractive to people. And if we're being inauthentic, if we're being pushy and sleazy, if we're being salesy, that's not, and it's going to come across and people are going to not like that. It is going to be repulsive. So we need to be all these things. It's about working on who we are ourselves. And that's, I think, you know, one of the greatest things that I'm getting out of the work that I'm doing in this course at the moment is it's really knuckling down as to who I am being, which is then expressed. And I don't know if you noticed, those of you that have followed Angus and I over the years, there hasn't been many times that I've got on a live thing like this, a Facebook Live, by myself. And so You know what? I was thinking about that today, and it hadn't really occurred to me all that much, but I was looking through our feed going, not many live videos of me just on my own. So with Angus over on his honeymoon, celebrating his wedding, then I thought, wow, what a great opportunity for me to get on and share a message that I feel passionate about today. And I'm hoping that you get something out of this as well. But the biggest challenge for you is to sit down with a pen and paper and actually write out, how could you be more bold? How could you be more different? And how could you be more brilliant? And really have a think about what that brings up for you. Amy, again, I don't know. I don't do anything half-assed. Exactly. Quality sends a message. Absolutely. Thanks, Amy, for your support. And look, I'm happy to, if you've got any questions, then please type them in the chat there. Let's have a conversation about this. But I think it's really, really important. And I've been one to keep things in my head a lot over the years. You know, an issue will come up, or I'll get a lesson or a learning from someone, and I'll intellectualize it and I'll process it through here. But what I've found in the last couple of weeks doing this course that I'm doing is actually, you know, writing stuff down, doing the tasks and the homework, so to speak, is massively powerful. And I've really learned a lot about that. So I know it's easy for you to listen to this message and go, yeah, no, I get it. I could be more bold in this way and that way. Write it down. Write it down. Make a to-do list. When are you going to do it? How are you going to do it? Who do you need to help you with it? And if it's, you know, something like getting some videos started, then let's get some videos started. Be brilliant. So there you have it. We've got the three keys, which are to be bold, be different, and be brilliant. And it really does transfer into every area of our life. And I've taken that and I go, you know, with my kids, I need to be more bold. I need to be more different. I need to be more brilliant with them. And it's a pretty cool message. So hopefully you've got something out of that today, folks. That's short and sharp from me, unless there's any questions coming. Geez, I'd love a love heart and a thumbs up. That'd be great. But your homework really, or my call to action for you is to sit down and do some work. Because at some point in time, and as I started this live with the story of, sometimes it's about getting real with where we're at in life. And sometimes that being real isn't necessarily what we want. And so we need to be real. Where is your business right now? Where is your marketing? Is it working? And if it is, great. You know, hats off to you. But if it's not, then let's do some work. Let's do something different. And you know, if you want some help with it, send me an email. We'll have a chat. We'll get on a call and chat it through. But get real with it first. Then you can make some changes. Then you can be bold. You can be different, and you can be brilliant. So thanks, gang. If there's no other questions, I am out of here. Thanks for the thumbs up. Appreciate that. And Amy, thank you so much, as always, for your interaction and your comments. We love it. So go crazy, guys. Get out there. Spread your message. Stand for something. Be bold. Be different. And be brilliant. Until next time, later.
You've been listening to the Marketing Your Practice podcast, where we help natural health practitioners and wellness experts build profitable, predictable, and enjoyable practices. For more information, please visit www.addiomedia.com.